Another blood red sunset, and yet another moon face, and still another 100 miles to my next resting place. Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car, I'm all alone, but feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Spirit Sherpa, the show that helps and encourages you on your journey to unlock your magic mojo. I am your host, Kelly Sparta. Josh, our new co-host, is not here today. He is busy doing an energy scan for my maid of honor at my wedding, my accidental maid of honor at my wedding, who is a former student of mine. And that's a funny story, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, I want to introduce you to my guest for today. This is Dr. Maria Rothenberger. We know each other from the Ethereal Network of podcasters, and so you've probably heard of her before because she has been one of our bonus episodes that I dropped for you guys from her own podcast, The Reluctant Medium. And so welcome to the show, Maria. I'm so happy to have you here.
What is up, Kelly? Way happy to be here. Thanks for that lovely intro and for having me. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I love you. So we're gonna have a good time. But before we go too far, I want you to sort of give people a sense of who you are, and then we're gonna talk for a little bit, and then we'll go into the details of the topic for the day. So tell us about you.
Sure. Well, I was born. No. Okay. So.
If you know, you know, right?
All right. So I am Maria Rothenberger, the Reluctant Medium. I am someone who never thought I would be doing mediumship work. I was asked that recently. Why are you reluctant? And the reason is because I am a mental health therapist by trade, and it's basically professional suicide to say you talk to dead people. Yes. So I was very reluctant when I came across this awareness that I could talk to, well, started with spirit babies, which is the episode that you dropped. I don't know when that was, but recently, I realized, oh my God, this is a thing. And I sat on that for a good 7 years before I did anything. But then I realized that it could be really helpful for people. And my work is really helping folks transform themselves, transition from a really dark space, from like that shadow state, which everybody needs, by the way, we all need shadow, but to help them transition from the shadow space to the bright space and maybe hold balance for both. And I have a specialty in my mental health practice around fertility stuff, which ties nicely to the spirit baby stuff. But I do all kinds of work around mediumship. And today we're talking about past life stuff. And that's another big part of transition work, or working through shadow stuff to reach the light. I think I just wear a lot of hats there, Kelly.
I think you do. Yeah. So, you know, what's really funny is that I said that Josh is doing an energy scan for one of my former students. She is also a therapist. And so, so it's really funny. She ended up being my accidental maid of honor. Because
how does that happen?
I know, right? It's so weird. So my maid of honor was going on walkabout. And I have to take ownership of this. She told me, I'm going on walkabout. I really am not a good choice for being your maid of honor. And I went, oh, it's okay. You don't have to do anything until the day of. It'll be fine. You know, you can be back in time, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, and then she didn't make it. And, you know, she told me she wasn't going to. And I refused to listen. But in the interim, all of the things that she was going to do got dropped. And, you know, one of my students heard me bemoaning the fact that I wasn't going to have a bachelorette or any of the things. And she said, I'll do your bachelorette. And I was like, really? I'm like, yes, thank you. And she arranged, and it was a small thing. It was just her and my man of honor. Cause I, my best man, my husband and I each had a best man and best woman. Right. And, so it was just us, and we had the best time ever. And then the wedding day came and my maid of honor didn't show up again. You know, she wasn't going to be showing up. And so this woman jumped in again and was happy to stand up for me. And I was so appreciative of that. And so she was my accidental maid of honor. So, yeah, it was really cool. So, yeah.
What a story.
You know, all the good things. And so when I just finished an episode just before this one with him, and he's like, oh, by the way, she says hi. I'm like, oh, my God, blast from the past. Because, you know, I've been married 9 years now, so it's been a long time. And she's up in Boston, and we haven't even lived there since 2018. So that's been a long time. So it was really nice to hear. And, you know, the other thing that happened, and I meant to mention this on the last show, but I'm going to tell you about it because clearly I meant to talk to you about it.
That's right, obviously.
That's right. Is I just did a cacao ceremony with a woman who runs a very high-end chocolate place here in Panama.
Oh my God.
They did a spring equinox celebration, a cacao ceremony, and a dinner in the jungle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which sounds amazing. And it was. It was also okay. Very hot.
Oh.
Very hot. It was 35 degrees Celsius when we got there, which is like 102, right?
Yeah.
It was so hot. And there was zero air conditioning available. So at one point I went in and like grabbed ice and put it in a baggie and put it all over my body. It was just like,
I'm smart.
So, but it was a lovely experience, and I've got video from it that I'm going to turn into a TikTok. So you guys will be able to see it if you want to, but, yeah, so that's what we did yesterday. So if I seem a little low energy today, it's because I was completely dehydrated when I got home 6 hours after we started last night. And oof. I'm just like, I just want to sleep today. Because it was a lot. Oh, and this is the funny thing, too, is that, you know, we talk about this all the time on the podcast, that when you open a circle, you have to remember to close it.
Oh, yes.
As we were getting ready to drive away, I rolled the window down and said, you didn't close your circle. You may want to do that before you get the bends. And she was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like,
important.
Right. Because it's so easy to forget to close your circle. So easy.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're doing ritual like that, don't forget to close your circle. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, but back to past lives, because, you know,
there's
only so much we can shoot the shit before we have to actually talk about the topic of the day.
But, oh, you know, man.
Little details. You know, I just want to tell you all about my life, Maria. I just want to hear all about yours.
That is why I'm a therapist.
I know. That is exactly why. You have the tell me everything tattooed on your forehead.
I do. I do. I'm here for you. Come on.
That's awesome. So tell us, so, you know, I get a lot of questions from people about past lives, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, you know, I want to know who I was and what I was. And a lot of times I'm like, it does not matter. Stop worrying about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it matters, right? Mm. And so I want to talk about the times that it matters for you to know about your past lives. Can you, so ding, 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 go talk.
Yep. Here we go. Okay. For the next hour. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. This is, I mean, actually, there are two things that you said there that are, they seem opposing, but they're actually not. So I say something similar to people when they say, I want to know who I am, because they're just curious. Right. Who was I? Was I, you know, Cleopatra is a big one. And I also say, you know, it doesn't really matter. But what does matter is how those potential past life experiences impact you today.
Correct.
How do they impact your present life? So, for example, I was trained, I was so fortunate to be trained by Dr. Brian Weiss, who's like pioneer in past life therapy. And this is back when I was not doing mediumship or spiritual work at all. I was just a run-of-the-mill therapist. And I was curious because it was therapy. And I'm like, how could something like that be therapeutic? Well, he was talking about, in his first book, Many Lives, Many Masters, he met a patient, he was a psychiatrist, who did not respond to medicine or traditional talk therapy. So he began doing hypnosis with her and doing traditional like Freudian regression, which is this life. So like you go to this life, childhood, etc. And she spontaneously went to past lives. And he thought it was interesting and intriguing and maybe not real. But what ended up happening is that her symptoms began to disappear. Now, this is a woman who had been depressed for decades. Nothing worked. Depression to the point of not functioning. Her symptoms began to disappear. So, of course, being naturally inquisitive, he began to do research on this and to open up his own mind around it. But the day that he realized this is a thing is when she said that she was in the place in between lives. Mm. We might call it heaven. And she met with ascended masters who were telling her about Dr. Weiss's life, things she couldn't possibly know. Like he had lost a son and why he lost that baby, various things, many things. He said, I don't even have diplomas hanging on my wall. People just don't know things about me, especially details like that. So this was back in the, I think, 70s. And so
there's a movie that was made out of that. It's called On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever. It's a Barbara Streisand musical. And it is the first role that Jack Nicholson ever had in a major movie. He was a minor player. But it's a fantastic
Look at
movie
you.
Yeah.
Look at you, connoisseur of random trivia facts.
I love Barbara.
Barbara. Well, who doesn't love Barbara, yeah. Right? Who doesn't
love Barbara? It's a Barbara thing. Yeah. But yeah.
That's amazing.
Forever. That's well, check geez. It out. You would love it. Yeah.
You know I would. So to circle back to your original question, it matters only in terms of how it impacts your present life.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it's kind of similar energetically to Ho'oponopono, right?
I don't know enough about.
Oh,
I know. Well, yeah, I know about the massage technique.
I don't think that's the same thing at all. No. So Ho'oponopono is about it's the story that Joe Vitale tells about Ho'oponopono, which is a Hawaiian healing practice, is that there was a guy who was the head of a psychiatric ward. And he came in and he took over and the staff hated each other and there was all kinds of infighting and the patients were not getting better and everybody was miserable and they were just, they didn't know what to do with it. And he did not meet with anyone, but he picked up everybody's files and he sat with the files in his office and he opened the file and he would find the part of himself that related to the challenge that the person was having in the file. Hmm. And he would then go into the part of himself that was related to that topic. And then he would deal with it and say, you know, I can't remember exactly the practice, but it's something like, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I forgive you. Thank you. Right. Mm. Something like that. And just releasing all of the angst inside of himself related to the things that he was seeing in the files. And over the course of several months of doing this, the entire facility turned around. Everybody was happier. The patients got well, and they ended up closing the facility because it was not needed anymore.
That's so amazing.
Yeah. And so it's a similar sort of thing, right? It's because we are the same people, right?
We're all one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're all one in as different individuals as well, right? So we're yep. one different people, and we are the same person throughout all of our lives. You know, we're the same soul.
The same soul,
mm-hmm. right? Yeah, it's not the same personality, but the same soul, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you heal one part of you, whether it be somebody else or you, or another life of you, it impacts everything else. And so every piece of work that we do within ourselves impacts everything else in all timelines.
That's right. I'm glad you brought that up because, there's a thing called future life progression where you can impact future lives as well.
Talk about that because I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, that's something that
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I mean, it goes exactly in line with what you just said, that you can impact past, future, present, because it's all from a quantum reality, right? It's all happening right now. It's not separate from anything. All of our lives are happening right now.
Yeah.
And so you can impact, yes, you can impact anything. In the training, he did this cool thing where he took us, I don't even remember how many thousands of years in the future, and he, in a hypnosis, and then he asked us all what our experiences were. And it was amazing. The themes were all similar.
Yeah.
They were all of us were similar on Earth. We didn't go elsewhere, just on Earth. And it was this utopian, like, different species even living together. It was amazing. It's just so amazing.
Derek Loudenhawk,
yeah. Yeah.
Who is part of our Ethereal Network group, was on the show, I don't know, months and months ago. But he did a guided meditation that I actually attended, where he walked us through going 11 years into the future. So short time frame, right?
Yeah.
Which was amazing. And at the time I went into this meditation, I had zero idea how I would get there. And that meditation has actually impacted my life today. And I have actually been living into that meditation.
Yes.
Right? And
yes,
accelerating the timeline to get there. And what I had no idea how it was going to work. And this was like, I don't know, like 8 months ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was like, I have no clue how this would work. My brain just cannot conceive of it. I don't know. Okay, but what? But I mm-hmm. bought into it. And I was like, yep, okay. I liked what I saw. And I liked what I experienced. And my future self, when I said, how does this work? It went, it just does. Which my future self was going, yeah, you're not ready to hear that yet. And mm-hmm. I wasn't. Because in the interim, there's been a lot of stuff that's happened that I shifted. And so now I can hear and understand what it was that I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes perfect sense to me 8 months later how this is coming to fruition.
Yeah.
And
only I'm 8 months.
Only 8 months, right?
That's great. Compared to 11 years, yeah.
Right, exactly. And so I'm like, oh, so we just shifted the timeline on that one. I'm just pulling that forward because that was not destined to happen for a longer time frame. And I just was like, identity shift, bang, right?
Yep.
That's the fastest way to change your timeline is an identity shift, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was a function of future lifing. As you know, it's not another life, but is this life, but I shortened the timeline, right?
Right. Yeah. And there's something to be said for that too. Now, when you're doing, this is probably extra and probably a whole other like podcast, but how you impact. So, you know what? I'm just going to say this because you're a shaman. I finished my shamanic Reiki master training, and we did a soul loss prevention practice.
Okay.
And how we did that was completely altering for my present life. I mean, things shifted that I was like, well, what the fuck do I do now? I'm crying every day. Shouldn't I feel better? It's like, oh, wait a second. All of the feelings that I've been protected from all these years are now accessible because that piece of me was brought back. And the idea around past life regression, let me just delineate between the two. Past life regression, here's the two things. Past life regression versus past life regression therapy. Okay, there's a couple different things here. Past life regression is for folks who are like, I'm curious, who was I? Right. Past life regression therapy implies there's healing.
Yes.
And that's what Brian Weiss does. The shamanic practice was definitely healing, and it changed my present day life. I suspect it'll change a future life too. And this is like, woo-woo, it may have impacted past lives because it's all happening right now.
Right.
But okay, so the past life regression therapy is when you are experiencing unwellness, when you are not well in this present life, and you've tried the things, you've tried them, and you still feel like shit, hey, may as well give past life regression therapy a try. Of course, you could just go there first if you want to, if you're interested in that kind of thing too. But more often than not, what the research shows is that if folks have a past life memory that is tied to their current symptoms, they don't have to do anything but remember. And it's very similar to that soul loss prevention that I had with shamanic Reiki. I just remembered, and then all of the crap started being stirred up. It's very similar in past life regression therapy. You just remember. This actually happened in my own experience. I don't know. I have actually never shared this experience publicly.
Are you sure you want to?
Should I?
I think you absolutely should, but you know, it's up to you.
I will share it. I have shared that it happened, but I haven't shared details. So, Spirit Sherpa, for the first time ever for Miss Kelly Sparta, I'm going to share this story, my past life regression. So what happened was I was just curious. Now, this is me back in the day. I was very sciencey minded, very evidence based, like therapy. You know, we need the evidence. But I was curious because Brian Weiss is he's Harvard and Columbia trained, he's a psychiatrist. And I'm like, freaking doing past what? What? So I was curious, and there's something that he said about past life memories coming up in dreams, especially in this life. If we need that information, they will come to us in dreams. And the way that he described it was, it will be a dream that is so memorable. It's like in living color, 4K ultra HD, right? It's like you will remember details. Well, I had a dream like that. And I still have not forgotten it. It's been 20 years. And when he said that on whatever interview he was doing, I was watching him, maybe it was Oprah or something, I don't know. I remembered that dream. And because there is now pretty powerful search engines on the internet, I was able to do some research on who this person might have been, right? I was like, really? Is it possible that I was actually this person? And I'm like typing it out. Well, friggin' A, here's the story, Kelly. Okay. So in my dream, I don't even look like myself. I am a woman, but I'm quite tall. In this life, I'm 5'1" and a half. Okay.
Because the half matters. Yes.
Don't forget the half. But I was quite tall, maybe 5'10", very slender, long blonde hair. And the way that I saw myself in this dream was I was kind of like viewing myself from above, standing on top of this, it looked like a medieval castle. And I was standing on top of this building, getting some fresh air, and there was a monk near me. And he was so friendly. He said, I got the feeling that I wasn't technically allowed to leave, but he said to me, okay, I'm going to go over here and, you know, rest my eyes. Don't go anywhere. And he like winks at me. And in the dream, I'm like, okay. And then I snuck out and I got on a horse and I went for a ride. So I'm like, what is it about, what do I know about this dream that feels like truth to me, but I didn't see it. I felt like I was some kind of royalty, but I was trapped. I was stuck there with a monk, some kind of religious order, and there were probably nuns there too. I felt it in the dream. Okay. So I'm like, okay, royalty, stuck, trapped, convent, whatever. I Google searched it. And I came up with a few things that just didn't fit. And one of the things that Brian Weiss said is to tune into a potential century or decade with your memory. So I tuned into my own intuition. This is where intuition comes in really handy. And I tuned into a particular century and I looked that up. When I tell you, I'm like, I am freaking out. I came upon this woman that I was like, well, that fits. But, you know, this is weird. Like, I'm not sure. Then the picture of the fucking building that I was standing on, Kelly, the building is on my computer screen. I'm looking at it. I'm like, I'm getting chills right now. I was looking at the building that I was standing on. That's it. That's the building I was standing on. Ah! And I dug deeper, and it turns out this was a priory that housed both nuns and monks. And this woman was the Princess of Wales, whose mother died in childbirth and her father died at war in a battle 1 year later. And one of the siblings of the king or the queen, I don't remember which side, was taking the throne temporarily until this princess was of age. But he decided he liked the power. Mm-hmm. So he put her away.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He put her away in this priory and said that she died to the public. But she lived her days until 50 some odd years old in this priory. And she is revered today. There's all kinds of memorials around her. There's a whole Facebook group on her that I belong to, and I have not said a damn word to them about this past life experience. And I'm just floored that this is a thing. Now, why would this be important for me to know? Right? That's the important thing here, right? Like, why do past lives matter?
Being trapped or being removed from power or being denied your birthright, all of these things would be relevant?
They would. However, in my life at that time, what was most important, this ties right back to what I said in the very beginning about my specialty, I was struggling with fertility issues. Mm-hmm. This woman was not allowed to marry or procreate because that would have been another heir to the throne.
Right. Right.
She was kept hidden. She was trapped inside. She could not. That order of nuns was never allowed to leave the building. They had to stay inside. But in my experience, there was a garden in the back, which was one of the favorite places to go. Oh, side note. Here's a side note. Trippy. Are you ready? You ready? Yep. There's more trippiness. Yep. So I had this memory as this princess. And I was in this garden and I passed by. I was not a nun myself. I was quite young, maybe 19. I was not a nun though. I was being escorted. Like I had to have like these people escort me. I wonder if it's because I wanted to get the fuck out. So I was like trying to leave. Yeah. But I was walking past this fountain and all these nuns were sitting doing their morning prayer. And this nun looked up at me and she winked. And I said, oh my, that's my Aunt Barbara from Maria's life. That's my Aunt Barbara. So I told my Aunt Barbara, I was like, she's open-minded. She was like, okay, I'm a little wacky, but okay. She's like, I want to give that a shot. And she did this past life experience. And when she was done with that past life experience, she called me and she's like, were you wearing blah, 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 blah? And were there two people to the sides of you? And I'm like, shut up. I'm like, Aunt Barbara, I had to have told you that's what I looked like, right? She's like, Maria, you didn't say a word to me about what you looked like. You just told me you saw me. I'm like, what? I mean, mind blowing.
Yes.
So, okay. All that to say, I know it's hard to believe that past lives exist. You don't have to believe it.
Right.
I happen to believe that they do. Things like that make it relevant or make it obvious to me that past lives exist. But how was it relevant to my present day life? Well, I was totally struggling with fertility stuff, just not able to be a mom, feeling stuck, feeling held back. And that past life memory, that dream, happened around the time that we were able to adopt our oldest now. He's 13 years old now.
Wow.
And it's like, that's the importance. Yeah. That is the importance of past life memories.
Yeah. And it actually works in business too, because I have a private coaching client that I've worked with, and he was having a very hard time stepping into a higher level of production. Like, he would get there and then he would fall back, and then he would get there and then he would fall back. And it was this seesaw that went back and forth. And I was looking at him at one point when we were talking about it, and I was like, oh, because this past life for him just came flying through my brain, where he had been a successful merchant, and then a king had noticed him and had taken him into the king's favor and raised his profile up, and he had done super well and he was super successful. And then the king was capricious and suddenly just discarded him one day, and he lost everything and fell into poverty and died.
Oh my.
And that was his past life. And so he had been doing this up and down. He couldn't let himself get over the hump.
Oh yeah.
Because he didn't want to repeat the king portion. You know, if I never get too high, I can never fall to the bottom and die, right? Mm-hmm. And so just having that memory allowed yes. him to overcome that and allowed him to surmount that and leave
Absolutely.
That behind.
Oh, yeah. That is a perfect example of the healing inherent in past life regression. And it's really cool that someone like you can pick up on somebody's past life. I just had that in a spirit baby session where this woman, she didn't say anything about her having a north side kiddo already. We were talking to her babies on the other side, and a past life memory came up. I was like, do you have an earth side kiddo that you're afraid of passing away? And she was like bawling. She just started bawling. Yes, I'm terrified. I don't know why. And I relayed this past life experience that came up into my awareness. She didn't have the experience herself, which mm-hmm. I think is really powerful. So that's something too, to be aware of when you have that experience in a hypnotic state, that it helps your energy shift. Yeah. But great example.
Yeah. You're in a different state of mind. When you're in a hypnotic state, you're literally like talking to your subconscious and your unconscious yeah. minds. And so yeah. because of that, you don't have to let it percolate through your conscious brain. It just automatically gels in at the level that it normally gels in for kids. So mm-hmm. before the age yes. of seven, before the age of reason, yes. you don't have to go through all of those mental layers of, you know, is this right? Is this wrong? Do I have any beliefs that hold it back? Whatever. Everything just goes straight in. And that's the same way. That's the same state you're in hypnosis is that same sort of
that's
state.
That's it. Yeah, it is. That's it. It's quite impactful then when you have, although I have to say that most people, when they come out of that trance state, they're like, am I making this up? Right. Every single
one. Until
their
whole life changes, right?
Yeah. 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 So yeah, that's what I like to say. Welcome to being normal, because right. that's what everybody says. Yeah.
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 Yep.
Yeah.
So the type of person who would benefit from a past life therapy session would be someone who
is really struggling with present life issues. It could be not being well physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and does not know what else to do. I'm throwing up my hands. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, you've tried it all. Nothing happens.
Yeah. 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 That's an ideal person, but that does not mean that somebody is like, well, my body doesn't hold such and such well. I have this physical issue, but these things work. There's no problem doing a past life regression sure. therapy if that could be helpful too, right? It's like, it's all, if it feels right to somebody to do a past life regression session, great. Follow yeah. your intuition. That is the most important thing. But yeah, it's usually somebody who's like, all right, I've pulled out all the stops I thought, and then I came across past life regression. So, meh, why not?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So, you know, in short, I think what we say is past life therapy rocks.
In short. Yeah, that's the end. Mic drop.
Kaboom. It rocks. Bang.
That's
right?
It.
Yeah, you do it. You do it to heal, not because you're curious, right? That's,
you can. Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
It's fun.
You
but
can.
It's not necessary, right?
You can do it for entertainment, but it really is so powerful otherwise.
Well, and if you try to do it for entertainment with somebody who is a therapy person, you're end up in the therapy space. Whether you tried to do it or not, because, you know, they bring their gifts to the table. So
they do. Know. That is one thing I should say that's different between myself and perhaps other practitioners is that I happen to be a medium and with clairvoyance. And so I get to travel with people. And so when they are in their experience, I get to see what they're seeing, experience what they're experiencing. And so I can help. After the end of the trance, the hypnotic state, we always process, you know, here's what you experienced. How do you connect that to your present day life? And I will be able to offer other interpretations or extras that they didn't pick up on because of that extra little thing that I'm fortunate to have.
An extra validation for the fact that it was there because you saw things that they saw and didn't say.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. I've had that experience too, where I've followed a client into a journey that they were on. And I'm like, oh, well, tell me about the people in the corner. And she's like, how do you know about the people? I'm like, I'm with you.
I saw them
in the corner. Yeah. They were there. So what's up with that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but that's what you're talking about. And that's what's really cool about it. Right. So, so let's say somebody wants to, so first off, we talked before we got on the call here, and you're going to offer a discount for people who are coming up in the podcast.
Yes.
So tell them how they get the discount.
Yeah, you just head to my website, and upon checking out for a past life regression therapy session, if you would like that, just use coupon code PASTLIFE20, and you're set. You can check out and book right away.
Okay, and that's all capital letters?
All caps, PASTLIFE20, yep.
All caps. All right. And your website is?
DrMariaRothenberger.com. And I know Rothenberger is complicated, so think hamburger. B-U-R-G-E-R. I'm obviously not a vegetarian.
No.
Dr. Maria Rothenberger. link it up in your show notes. I'm sure it'll be there.
It'll be in the show notes, yeah. But not every podcast player has it, so that's why we want to say it out loud. So, okay, well, thank you so much for coming. This has been wonderful.
And
that's all we have for this week, folks. Please tune in next time when we add another chapter into your guide to energy, magic, and the spirit world. I'm Kelly Sparta, here with Dr. Maria Rothenberger, and you have been listening to Spirit Sherpa. So long, everyone.
Each mile I travel over 13,000 now.
Spirit Sherpa is the sole property of Kelly Sparta Enterprises and is distributed under a Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 4.0 license. For more information about this licensing, please go to www.creativecommons.org. Any requests for deviations to this licensing should be sent to kelly@kellysparta.com. To sign up for or get more information on the programs, offerings, and services referenced in this episode, please go to www.kellysparta.com. This episode of Spirit Sherpa has been produced by Honu Voice Productions, with post-production by Christopher Wright.
Into my home and my life.